Welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Dan Fernandez.
I'm Clint Ruckus.
And we have a full show for you today. We have the PDC and candy hangover, which, by the way, if you haven't read my post, candy corn is still the worst Halloween candy.
I don't know, man. I know of a couple, like black licorice.
Black licorice is one that Michael, our director at hand, was saying that he absolutely hates. What about you? Any other candy?
There was a candy growing up that was like one style candy, and then it had like a coconut middle that was just
like, not Almond Joy.
No, it was not. It was like a penny candy that you just get and you just end up throwing it back.
So let us know your worst Halloween candy. Hopefully you're still recovering, still watching those wonderful PDC videos since they are online now.
Talking to their doctor about their early onset diabetes.
Yes, and lots of announcements this week, actually, following the PDC. And one of our sessions that we had on Channel 9 Live was with David Anson and some of the guys from the Windows Phone team. They couldn't talk about it now, but they've just released the Windows Phone Toolkit for November.
Yes.
This is an update to the existing toolkit, and they talk about some of the new controls. So if you're building, for example, Windows Phone 7 applications, you want them to have a native feel,
yep,
these are the controls they can use. And List Picker. List Picker is one that you've been using another open source app
for. I've been using it by Alex Yaman, I believe is how I probably botched his last name, sorry. But he has one, but his two controls were separate, while this List Picker combines the two. I was actually going to go in and combine his two, but what I found is historically that the Silverlight Toolkit is always better than any control I will ever be able to write.
There you go.
They actually did it, and they show how to add stuff in. It makes it life super, super easy. And like they have here the List Picker, they also have a autocomplete box. And there's a couple of new ones that
we'll talk about. And autocomplete box is a really interesting one that I think a lot of developers should consider, because you don't want to have to type that much. And the autocomplete, obviously, like in say start typing in a file share, it'll give you the path,
a list
those
of
sort
cities.
Of things. Yeah, exactly. So anything you can do to realize that you should minimize text input, that'll be that much more helpful.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some of the other controls. This is the long list selector. Now, I think in the people tab, just getting back to people that have Windows Phones 7 devices can actually see these.
Or if you have a Zune HD, the Zune HD has this control, or a control-like.
The concept. Yes.
I typically call it a jump list.
Okay.
Because you hit the letter and then it jumps to that letter.
Okay, I'm going to go with long list selectors.
Yes, that is the new official term.
Yes. And the point is, while you're seeing a long list of contacts, you can have thousands of contacts. Tap hold on the letter, it gives you all the letters. So that way, you know, if you're at A, you can jump to S, for example.
Yeah.
And call Soma. So, very cool stuff. And if you look at, you know, I included the XAML from his blog post because it's just so easy to actually see how they're skinning this. So lots of cool stuff there, and lots of flexibility and control in the UI element as well.
So the next item would be transitions. Now, they show how to do the turnstile, slide, rotate, swivel.
I don't even know which one is which, yes. All of a sudden we're doing the Macarena. It's awesome.
I was thinking YMCA. But now the key thing here is don't go overboard on animations. The little goes a long way to help give that user experience. I would suggest using some, but you know, to make it all crazy, then you get back to like Flash 3 when everyone, you know, wanted everything to move and jiggle, and it confuses the end user.
I've never heard of Flash. Okay, so just talking about some of these, the cool part is you can set the transition style, you know, whether it's backwards, forwards in, backward out, forward out. So there's a lot of different capabilities that you can set different transitions to, for example.
Yep.
And to Clint's point, don't overdo it. The next thing is, for those of us who aren't UX designers doing the half-speed, double animation frame, you know,
yeah,
a lot of that stuff can be difficult. It's all done for you.
So this also was released, I believe, last week. This is the update to the developer tools. So if you get your tools now, it will include this. But if you already have your downloaded the tools, go get this. Now, the key thing is it comes with three updates. One is an update for the map control. So they fixed a lot of bugs. And it, if you have already submitted an app with a Bing map control, download this, recompile, resubmit. It will make everything a lot smoother.
Okay.
The second one is a phone capability detection tool. So when you submit your application, will say it's using these concepts. This will tell you what those concepts are before you submit it. So,
and that's used in the marketplace to say this application uses GPS, yes. This application uses blah.
Yes. And then there is also the connection tool. So if you're using an app that leverages media, this tool will then let you bypass Zoom. We'll talk about this a bit later on. And it basically lets you debug media without having Zoom running.
Okay. And speaking of Windows phones, it seems to be a hot topic. Another thing that came out of PDC was Charles Petzolds and the MS Press folks have actually published his 1,000-page ebook available online for free. You don't even have to, it's not even registration-ware. You can just download it for free.
Nice.
Good reference. And there seems to be a lot of Windows Phone 7 books. Just heard about another one, 101 applications for Windows Phone.
By that, Nathan Adam?
Adam Nathan, actually.
Oh, close, sorry.
Yes, A. Nathan.
I'm dyslexic. What can I say?
Yes. So, should be some fun stuff.
So, we were talking about NUPAC a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And then it turns out that there was already something called NUPAC.
Yeah, I think it was a Caltech nuclear something.
People way smarter than us.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
And then we renamed it to NuGet, which was brought to us by the community, came up with the name.
Yeah, and there was actually open voting, and NuGet, it is pronounced NuGet.
Yes.
As in, I'm getting something new, except
NuGet. Not Nugget.
Not Nugget.
NuGet.
NuGet. NuGet, right?
Yeah.
NuGet. Why do you keep you're saying it differently. What?
Tomato.
I don't know what you're talking about. How am I saying it? Weird. Okay, so the point is new beginning for NuGet. And kudos to the community who voted this up. So I wanted Death Slayer, but that only got 3 votes. So
I wanted Six Pack.
Soma talks about the BizSpark graduation offer. So the way this works, and I'm going to use Soma's exact things before we, just to make sure that I'm quoting him correctly. But basically, it allows BizSpark startups. Hey, why don't I read from here? Startups to keep at no charge all the software they acquired through the BizSpark program. They also have an option to purchase a subscription or maintenance program so they can stay up to date with when future releases are available. They waive the $100 fee. They give a $50 software assurance price. And, of course, the things like MCN Ultimate that they had are perpetual licenses, so it's not like it expires. So some cool stuff. What's really surprising to me is just the momentum. And they're doing this because BizSpark is now 3 years old.
Yeah.
They've had over 25,000 startups. Which is pretty
35, my friend.
30. Oh my! They just had added 10,000 startups. So that's 35,000 startups is a lot.
Yeah,
that's huge. So kudos to the team, and I think this is actually a really great offer for companies. So I love that they're doing this.
So Greg Duncan, friend of the show, he did a full write up on every PDC 10 video showing the high quality. MP4,
yeah.
Including the PowerPoint slides. So you can literally go in and be like, you know, I want the high video stream, I want the normal video stream, click the actual session to watch it, or get the PowerPoint slides.
Yeah, and one of the things he used for this was actually OData. So if you go to, I believe it's odata.microsoftpdc.com, it includes the links for the items. So pretty cool stuff here, and I love this list. It's a great handy reference, and a lot easier to scan and update. So moving right along, one of the things out of Azure, and there were so many announcements in Azure, it's nice to have the Azure team do one quick recap on some of the key things that customers have been asking for. And these are really customer-driven things. The other thing is you should definitely look at the last, I think it's two paragraphs, go into what future features they're planning on adding in FY11, because they talk about some of the dynamic CDN stuff as well, and some of the other features that people have been asking for. So top-level things here to know, you get full IIS support. You get the ability to remote desktop into your web roles. You get elevated privileges. So that way I can actually tell something. So when you start building this web role, I want you to install this particular COM object or third party. This is one of the things people evaluating said, well, we can't do it. We need full control of the box.
Yep.
Really, you don't need full control. You just need your dependent components. Maybe it's grid control, something that needs to be in the GAC, those sort of things. So go through. You can read the full announcements, but nice to have sort of the recap there. Related is Glenn Block. Back to the PDC announcements, a lot of things going in Windows Communication Foundation. So Glenn has a session on HTTP and WCF. There's actually a number of different things going on with WCF. You can find most of them on a new project that they spun up on CodeBlex called WCF.CodeBlex.com.
We're really original on our naming.
Yes. Well, it's not. If you do
it, makes life a lot easier.
Yeah. So just a couple things. You can actually have full access to the HTTP request object. So I can say, for example, read the request headers. I can see status codes. I can write directly to the request and response objects. I also have a simple ability to expose my data as JSON objects.
Yep.
Or make it queryable via OData.
Nice.
They also have some things. Think of it almost like preprocessors. When your data comes in, I want you to act on this. Almost like a pipeline. Like, before you get this, take this data and then transform it in this way. So there's just a ton of different changes coming in WC7 and the big WCF. And the big thing they're asking for is go to that page, start giving them feedback on some of the design decisions that they're making. So lots of cool stuff there.
So the Xbox team, this was given to us by Brian Peek.
Heard of him.
The Xbox engineering team surprisingly has a blog, and they wrote how Xbox pulls off NAT translation. So
network address translation.
Yes. Now, why this is important is because most people now have a router to allow them to have their high-speed internet go among multiple computers because of the wonders of IPv4. And by doing this, there's three different styles. You have strict, moderate, and open NAT. And each one has, an open is the most open one, as the name implies, so it can talk to the other three, while a strict can only talk to, I believe, an open. Like, they have a graph on talking about this and what the ramifications are and how to fix it.
Here's the interesting parts. One, the Xbox engineering team has a blog. Who knew? And two, this, I love that it's a real-world example of how we're using NAT, for example. Like, you know, we have 15 people in the Halo that are going to join a multiplayer game. Who's going to host the game? How are people going to connect to that game? How does that all work, for example? So lots of cool stuff. If you're building, you know, connected applications, it's the best description of how NAT works and how to use it in the real world.
Cool.
Picks of the week!
Picks of the week!
Okay.
So I was talking about this earlier. This is part of the October update of the Windows Phone 7 developer tools. It includes the WP Connect. What this lets you do is debug your application if it's using media. Now, before, if you had to have Zune running on your device, and then Zune would block anything like pictures, cameras, media playback.
This is when I F5. To F5, yes. I need Zune running.
Yes. Now, what this lets you do, though, is you connect your phone, Zune launches, you unlock it, and then you go in, then you can shut down Zune.
Shut down Zune.
Launch WP Connect.
Launch WP Connect.
And now you can hit F5 and it just works.
I F5 again and now I can take a picture and...
You can do everything.
I can do everything.
Yes.
All right.
It's magic.
It is magic.
So, yes, you do have to do that initial Zune goodness
sure,
at the beginning.
Sure.
But this now lets you debug where a lot of times I was I would have to have fake data in my app so then I could act like it was actually able to... touch the media library. So this actually lets you do real-life testing.
Cool. Very cool. And my pick of the week is the My Channel 9 WP7 app, which is now a CodePlex project. So go to mychannel9.codeplex.com. It was written by Sigurd Snortland. Hopefully I got your name correct. But you can read his blog post goes through how he actually built the application. So it's kind of cool to see an app that's in the marketplace and how it was actually built.
Yeah, and actually this is one of the top apps.
Oh, really?
For free apps. It's highly, I mean, if you remove like YouTube and
heard of that?
Yeah, and this app called Shazam.
Shazam, heard of it? Yes.
Yeah. Like as soon as you start filtering out like the apps that there's no way that a normal person like this niche app will do it. It's a top-ranked app, in my opinion.
Cool.
And it's for Channel 9.
I know. I love it. And you see that this week on Channel 9, like, I kind of wish we could press that and it'd be like meta, like we'd be in it. But on that note, that will wrap up another episode of This Week on Channel 9. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next time.